This is not a problem that can be solved by gun legislation alone. It is not a problem that can be solved by any specific action or single action that the government might take. It's a problem that encompasses issues of mental health, of education, as well as access to guns.
The voice speaks, Jay Carney from the White House, talking about guns and gun control measures. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies, all those flyover states, everywhere in between in this great nation? It is battle of wills. Those who want to see guns evaporated and those who want to see guns in place. Boy, it's interesting times that we live in, and protecting constitutional rights, digging in our heels, and being very careful about the slippery slope that we're starting to slide down on. It's about having a rational discussion, to be sure, and a lot of players are involved in this. I applaud the fact that the White House and the NRA is going to be involved in this. They're going to meet. That's a good thing. I think you have to have everyone with knowledge of guns, and, you know, statistics can be spun anyway, and looking at all aspects of it to show the true story, because I feel like so much has been slanted since the horrible mass shootings. There's no denying it's sickening, it's heinous, it's disgusting what happened in a movie theater in Colorado, and certainly, sadly, for those little angels, those 20 kids that were killed simply by attending their elementary school in Sandy Hook, just awful, in Newtown, Sandy Hook Elementary, just awful. There are no words that can adequately describe the feelings of most of us after that one happened, and the same thing could be said for Colorado, and we have many examples of this going back to Columbine, and in fact, even before that. So it's good that the NRA is involved in this. It's good that there are more conversations happening, but I fear ultimately what could be the end result of this. We already have such a polarized nation. What happens now as we rip open the gun control and gun advocacy war, because that's what's starting to feel like that. I hope it's not a war. I hope it's a conversation. So anyway, the National Rifle Association did say that they've accepted the invitation to meet with Joe Biden to look at, you heard Jay Carney there, to look at ways to curb gun violence. This task force was formed because of what happened in the Connecticut massacre. And there's a deadline for this thing at the end of the month. They're going to look at all things related to what happened there, mental health. The entertainment industry is even throwing in on this because of people that talk about violent video games, and is that affecting some of the minds of the people who do these horrible things. So the discussion is going in many, many different directions. The NRA has definitely been at the forefront of fighting proposals ever since, some of the proposals anyway, ever since the group finally decided to talk after what happened in Connecticut and called for national school security. That was the idea. That's what they talked about. Wayne LaPierre talked about the fact that, how about beefing up school security, installing armed officers at every school in the country? I agree with that. Before he came out and said that, we talked about it on America Tonight, and this is not a new, theory that, well, gee, what if we had a guard? What if we had somebody who was patrolling a school that already had locked doors and regulations and ways to get in? Just wouldn't that add another layer? Because if you had had somebody in Connecticut that was there and was patrolling the premises, obviously they would have been able to gun down and stop Adam Lanza. How far he would have gotten, there still may have been some people that would have been killed. Where he was at the time in the building and all that stuff could come into play naturally. It's not 100% foolproof, but it is a layer, an important layer, between somebody going into a school that should be a safe haven, schools and churches and where you work, all that stuff, the fact that anybody goes in and does what Lanza did is just absolutely mind-blowing to me. How you make the leap to get yourself to go and do that, which then comes back to the mental illness thing. So anyway, the fact that they're going to try to find some common ground if they can, and I'm very doubtful that there will be any common ground whatsoever, because the White House is not going to push that maybe putting an armed guard in a school is good and it's going to solve the problem. They're going to go the opposite route of this and certainly not push the armed guard thing. But I think school districts, some of them have already done that, and clearly a lot of this will be up to some of the individual schools, and there are meetings already about this across the country, how to keep a school safer, what can you do, what can happen. Now, think back to when your kids were in school, or if you have children, or if you have nieces, nephews, you know, kids in your life however they're related to you. Do you think that putting a guard in play is, as I called it, another layer of safety and a good one? I'm going to say, for me, it's no debate, and that's why I said it in the beginning, no debate whatsoever. I think when I was in high school, I can remember, and I thought this a week ago, and I checked on it. I went to school called Cherry Hill East, and we did have an off-duty police officer who was around the campus. I thought I remembered that. So we did have somebody that was there. It was a very, very big high school, 4,000 people. We never had anything happen. There were some bomb threats, but we never had anything happen with the gun and somebody shooting off guns or trying to gun down people or any of that kind of stuff. But we also had a little bit of a layer there. And I think a layer, whether it's high school, whether it's middle school or elementary, is a positive thing. But when schools are complaining about funding and teachers and pay and all of that, the next question will become, oh, well, we can't, what will be the counterattack is we can't afford that. And also some of the people in education are fighting against it, and they don't think that this is the right way to go. Others would take it a step further and say, what about having the teachers armed? What about what they do in Israel, where the teachers have a weapon, and if that were to happen in their classroom, they could immediately react? You know, there's plenty of ways to obviously attack that, but I think that I think the fact that if you've got tighter gun measures, if you have tighter gun measures, to me, that only arms the people who want to do something to you and gives them that added advantage. I can honestly say, if I were in a mall and somebody decided to have a mall shooting, how would I feel if a guy just across the way from me was able to react, especially I live in Texas, and nail the person who was doing that and save my life? You think I'm going to attack the idea that, geez, the guy across the way, two stores down from where I was, had the wherewithal, had the sight line to fire and take that person out. Mm. The discussion continues over gun ownership, including what's happening with newspapers who are thinking of publishing gun owners' names and addresses. Ooh, we've just begun, so scratch the surface. Stay with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And whatnot. Do it now, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Tomas in Michigan, you have the floor. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, this is a nice floor, too. I like it. Wow.
Be careful, don't you scrape it up.
You know, Kate, you hit on it. Where are our priorities, you know? And they're talking about the cost. Are you kidding me? The cost? I mean, they are printing. No one tells anybody they're printing $80 billion a month.
I know.
And they're worried about the cost of what? What, $6 billion they say it would cost or whatever? You know, we got the money if we're printing it. You know, the kids are going to school. The parents are sending their children to school now, shaking in their boots. You know how many mothers cannot sleep at night?
Yeah, because they're worried, yeah.
I mean, there's a little parable or a little story about a teacher who comes to school and he has a big glass jar and he puts some golf balls in it. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I have heard that one.
Isn't that beautiful? He fills it up with golf balls, and then he says, is it full? And they say, yeah, and then he fills it up with, I think, marbles, and then he fills it up with even smaller stuff, and mm-hmm. finally fills it up with sand. And then the moral of the story is, oh, he fills it up with beer at the end. But the moral of the story is, the big things in life, you got to put first into the jar of life, or else you won't have room for them later. And
yeah.
What is more important than the children, you know? I mean, you know, my friend in Alaska there, Hawk Jerry, he says, man, they all these ROTC programs, right? These guys, you know, their rifle training is part of the program. Give them a little duty there to stand in their local elementary school, you know, for a day, once a week or something, you know? You got so many people that are already trained. Spend the money. It should have been done by executive order. You know, and I think a lot of people would have kept their mouth shut, you know, because
if that had happened, yeah.
You know, they say, and then you know what? If the local authorities come up with a better plan to replace the soldier in there that's, you know, from the Army National Guard, so it's local and everything, fine, you know. But until you replace him, And hey, you know, if the people in Connecticut don't like guns and want to have an unarmed security guard in their school, fine. But I guarantee you the people in Georgia and Texas are going to have an armed guard in the school.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'll see how long those unarmed guards last. You know, you have to pay for what you have. We have the right to carry guns, but some people put their guns in a big safe where they lock them up. And we have to, you know, understand that some people are going to go nuts. And we have the money to put at least one guard in every school.
Yeah.
Times have changed. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. I thought that was the answer immediately. Tomas, thanks. How can you not find the guard? Ex-police officer, detective, there's people who want work. There are people that would fit in fine in an elementary school, a middle school, a high school, whatever. And if I were a parent, I were in this situation, this is the problem. It's always that thing of it can never happen to me. We don't want to be paranoid and crazed thinking that, the floodgates have opened and everybody's a target. But how do you know? You just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen at the schools. And because of just how awful it was in Newtown, it could be a wake-up call to a lot of people. Hey, you know, why are more parents who are, as Tomas says, a little freaked out looking over their shoulder, even if they're rational people, they're really wondering just how safe is safe? What do I need to do to make sure my kid is safe? And so they're selling all those backpacks, those armored backpacks and stuff, to in case something happens, to say to the kid, well, at least you have a chance because of your backpack. Can you imagine that you've got these, it's almost like James Bond, you have these secret weapons just in case something should go down, even though it's never going to happen here. Newtown, Connecticut, it was never going to happen there. Friendly people, wealthy town, 60 miles outside of New York City. Nobody bugging anybody, just all friendly Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, great people. We all know each other. Just a great town in Connecticut. That was never going to happen there. Never. That would never happen here. That's why I moved my family out of that wretched city, right? Oh, I got to get away from New York City. It's too dangerous. I don't want my kid to have to walk a couple of blocks, city blocks, to come and, you know, go up the steps and get into the elevator and all that stuff. I think it would be better if we go to Connecticut. Sad. Very sad. So, in New York, the governor, Andrew Cuomo, is saying that there's lots of venom. And there are a lot of people that are going on both sides of this that are screaming at each other. But let's negotiate a deal in New York. I have a package that will include new restrictions on assault weapons, stiffer penalties if you use a gun to commit any kind of a crime, new limits on how many bullets in a gun mag. Gun control, Cuomo says, is political, and it's politically contentious situation that we have. It's polarizing. Well, no kidding. And this is what he's proposing. And he's saying there's just too many incidents that are happening. We want to make sure it's avoided here. Good luck with that one. So this is interesting because this is on the heels of Mayor Bloomberg's Mayors Against Gun Violence. He just released a new commercial to push for federal action on this. And it features like Roxana Green, the mother of Christina Taylor Green, sad story there, who was killed 2 years ago in the Tucson, Arizona massacre. And what Roxana Green says, her line in the ad, is how many more children have to die before Washington does something to end our gun violence problem. So Cuomo is pushing this. This is New York. All right. Here's the scoop. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, if you want to weigh in. Naturally, this, as I said, going to be the hot button that a lot of people are waking up to and talking about on all sides of this across the country throughout 2013. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Okay. I want to read you a quote. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. Do you know who wrote that? Many years ago. Decades.
Decades.
Well, century. A couple of centuries.
Centuries? Wait a second. Now you got me confused. Is that George Washington, is it?
No.
Who wrote it?
Noah Webster.
Wow, so that is a long time ago.
Yes, and I guarantee you, I bet there's not, out of over 500 elected officials sitting their little butts in D.C., I bet not one of them could answer that question. And they wouldn't even have a clue as to why this was put in the Constitution, and I had some woman snap at me. So I wish I could repent my error for you, ire rather. And I'm like, excuse me? She says, you gun people. Oh, I thought, honey, this is one old broad you don't want to get in the face of.
I love that.
Really, you don't want to do that with me, and I'm sorry, but the Roxanna Green, I'm real sorry. Anybody loses a child.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I've lost a child. However, did I blame doctors or medicine or the rest of the world because I lost a child because they couldn't do it? Granted, not the same situation. But a loss is a loss. You feel grief. But you cannot blame the entire amount of people on the planet for given situations that are, by the way, still very rare.
Right.
And Connecticut is still a very rare situation. And the reason we're hearing about it is because the media is sensationalizing all of these gun nuts that go off the rockers. And I'm putting that in a very simple term. There's no way to predict it. If they do not have guns, don't you think they'll find another way? Like knives?
Yes, I think somebody that wants to do something crazy, where they're schizophrenic or whatever, you can't deny that. They'll find another way. I agree.
And I'm sorry, but people need to get their heads out of their fourth point of contact and realize that it's the guns that have kept America alive, at least to this point. It is.
Yeah. You know, you make some good points, Izzy. It's what we keep saying. There's passion pouring out of people on both sides of this tragic what happened in Newtown. It should not be belittled in any way, of course, but why not have that layer of security? Stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide provide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she
hugged
back.
Coming up, we're going to hit the mailbag here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well and have had a fabulous start to 2013. If not, don't worry. There's plenty of the year left. We're just at the beginning, not even 10 days in to the next year on the calendar. Before you know it, we'll be looking at 2014, though. Time flies, doesn't it? The discussion this year certainly will center around a couple of things. Gay marriage, because the Supreme Court is taking it up, and also guns, guns, guns. And this is the focus of the Obama White House now and the focus of so many people and all those nooks and crannies I talk about that I'm so fond of as somebody who's had the great pleasure of meeting so many of you traveling around in my lifetime from the east to west. And people who own guns are very passionate about not having the guns taken away. People who hate guns and feel that it's the metal that does the violence want to see guns just done with, and use examples of other countries, statistics often that are flawed, but there's statistics that are flawed on both sides of this. You can always spin numbers, and we all know it. At the heart of the discussion, I think, has to be its safety. You want kids to be safe. I want to be safe. You want to be safe. Isn't that true? I mean, don't we want to be safe? We do. But there is no such thing in the world we live in unless you hide under the covers and you're in a bunker somewhere, I don't know, 10 feet under the earth that nobody has any clue that you're there. So you can't burrow in. I mean, you can, but I would think you wouldn't want to burrow in. Even in a Utah town, they're talking about the fact that let's get these people armed and trained. We've got 1,000 people here. City councilman says that, let's get people around guns, knowing about guns, And this way we can dissuade somebody who wants to do us harm, because they'll know this town, everybody is armed and dangerous. And this idea in Spring City is moving forward. The councilman, Neil Sorensen, who we're hoping to have on the show, proposed an ordinance requiring a gun in every house in the town. People made fun of it originally, and then they approved to push the measure forward. So there's going to be public comment. This is a city about 90 miles south of Salt Lake City, to give you an idea of where it is, and saying that if everybody can take care of themselves for a while, it'd probably be a very, very good thing. And this has nothing to do with what happened in Connecticut. It's because of a double murder on New Year's Eve. There was an older couple in a suburb very close by that was terrible. I mean, an awful slaughter of these two people, and that shook many of the people up in the areas around it. So the councilman proposes this is how we take matters into our own hands. And this is Spring City, Utah. And even going further and saying, let's have the teachers armed at the elementary school, if nothing else. Arming teachers, do you think we'll ever have a day in America where that is commonplace? Or no, it would never happen in the U.S. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I see them crackpot teabaggers back at it again. A letter to John Roberts. If he's boying a Barack Obama, they're going to get a petition and have him impeached.
Yeah.
That
That's not happening. You know,
well,
here's
the election's over.
Yeah, the election's over. Here's the thing. I understand where, you know, if you're upset, you don't like them, you didn't want them in, all that stuff. But people, you have got to realize, as Rick is saying, it's forget it. It's done. It's there's no way that he's going to be impeached. No way.
No. Can Congress impeach him? Only American people could do it, can they?
Well, you would have to have empirical evidence, I would say, that you could pursue. There's things that they could pursue that have happened in the Obama administration, but it wouldn't happen. There wouldn't be enough votes. There's not enough push for that. There's not enough people that would take them down in Congress. Are you kidding? With their lousy approval ratings? And you only have however many people that were elected. And we've had some of them actually on the show, like Rand Paul, who were really elected by Tea Party folks that might be willing to kind of pursue that agenda, but I don't even think they are. So you'd have to have, it would have to go through Congress, but that's not going to happen.
No, it's a bunch of nonsense. They ought to focus on something else.
Well, what you just said right there, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, you ought to focus on something else. That's the truth of it. If you're not happy with what's going on, you've got to figure out the right lane to get it done. And it's not that lane. It's not the angry, hate, impeach thing, because that's not going to work.
No, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's like his birth certificate, you know.
That didn't go anywhere.
No.
Yeah.
They keep bringing that up, and they're all mad. If we get the election's over, he's going to be there another 4 years.
Yeah.
Then have another election.
Here's the thing. If I were a Republican strategist, Rick, honestly what I would do is I would figure out all my bench players, who can take out the Democrats, because I wouldn't want that to happen again, right? So you have to build on the platform. That's what the Democrats did. You have to build on the platform. You have to reach the people, and don't focus on the other distractions. That was the problem, I think, with the Republican Party. The focus was too much on the distractions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't see anybody they're going to get yet run, so I think as long as Obama keeps going and I don't see that everything's so bad. I went down zero hanging out there in Biloxi Christmas week. And didn't look like no recession down there or people was hurt for anything. And casinos are doing pretty good. Restaurants are doing good. So I don't see where everything's so bad.
Well, that's because of my friend Karen's stock, who's in those commercials, the BP commercials, they're saying, come on now, town of Mississippi and come to the Gulf Coast, and they argue about the different states, and they show you what there is to do in the areas. And Biloxi's pushed really hard to get people to come back because they had Katrina and the oil spill to deal with. And Katrina smashed into Mississippi. People forget that. It was about the fact that the levees didn't hold in New Orleans. That was really so deadly to that city. Not that then that was caused by Katrina and what happened with the hurricane, but the eye of the hurricane, the Puron disaster of the hurricane happened in Mississippi, and they're still reeling from that. Then they get the oil spill, and so they're trying to get people to go back to those casinos. And you're right, at Christmas time, a lot of people go there.
Yeah, I mean, between Christmas, New Year's, you can go day and night. There's people in there in the restaurant. They built more new restaurants along the coast in there, so I don't see where things are bad. I mean, and all the way down there, I stopped and ate, and I read the newspapers, and they had help wanted ads at the back of the pages, so, you know, there's work out there if people want it, but I don't think a lot of people want to work.
That's a good thing to hear. Rick, don't forget, we've got another Nail the Score coming up on our next show. Thanks for the call. And I think there's probably some people that might disagree with them because it depends on what community you live in. Biloxi, if you're employed by the casino, and there's a couple of big casinos, he's right about that, and there's places to eat. So there you could have the influx of folks for Christmas. But Christmas is a big time to go away, and the casino is popular for some people. I still hear from others in Mississippi that it's not great, that there are many people that are looking for work, and the kind of work that they do, they can't find, and even if they're willing to do something else, it still is pretty bleak. That's why they're pushing the commercials nonstop about the Gulf, whether it's Louisiana or whether it's Mississippi or whether it's Florida. You know, the tip of Florida, or whether it's, you know, Alabama, that the reason for that is to get more people, get the tourists thinking about it, come back, get a condo, rent a house for a week or two, come stay in one of our hotels, water ski, do all that kind of stuff. But I still think there is a little bit of an economic depression pocket in the Gulf Coast region. It might not be Biloxi. I would agree with that, with what Rick said, with the casino employment anyway. But there are definitely fishermen who would tell you that they've had some problems trying to get back on track because of what happened to the environment and how much their business was chopped in half. So many of them having to give up their shrimp boats and whatnot. I promised that coming up we would have the mailbag, and we will absolutely do that in our next segment. But I'm wondering how many folks listening to America tonight, because, as I said, the focus, so much of our focus has been on a couple of issues, certainly the fiscal cliff nonsense and, geez, did you realize, and this is one thing I didn't think to say to Rick, but I've been talking about it, is the fact that, honestly, everybody, when it comes to the finances, every person has lost out in some way. People who didn't think that they were going to get jammed by our fiscal problems because, I'm not making $400,000, find that they are in the same boat as supposedly the higher income people, and that's because of the Bush tax cuts expiring and whatnot, when some of the, I'll call them benefits, were still hanging in the balance, the amount in your check was different, the amount that was taken out. So thousands of dollars, at least $2,500, is being taken out of, in a sense, most people's paychecks. So you are paying a tax, believe it or not, you are. Coming up, mailbag. Stay with us. Have Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you to be.
Remember, there's always ways to react here on America Tonight, just like Izzy Tomas and Rick from Illinois did. You can give us a jingle at 855-266-5283 or shoot us an email, americatonight.net. So, lots of you choose to send us emails. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
He's always holding us over a barrel. We just settled his contract. Didn't we talk
dramatic
about this?
Effect.
Yes, we just talked about this on a previous show. He has been paid, for goodness sake. Trying to withhold his pipes. So here's the mailbag. Let's go to our first one. This one from Jeff Lucia. Yo, Kate Delaney. Been listening to the show. Like it. Got to tell you, this whole gun debate, I'm on the opposite side. I get the whole Second Amendment thing, and I understand it is scary, and the right to bear arms, in some senses, makes sense if you look at the founding fathers, but for God's sake, they had muskets. Some of the people that called, do they understand that this jerk killed those kids, left their blood on the floor, and had a massive amount of ammunition? Why do people need weapons that have any connection to assault around them? Are they going to blow up Bambi? It's ridiculous. Now, I will say I'm not for the removal of all guns, but assault weapons, take them away, burn them down, get rid of them. It's stupid. It makes absolutely no sense. Still love you. Still love the callers and the show. Ciao. I like the effect of ciao at the end. So, what do you think? Does he have a point? This is going to be the main hurdle, or actually the first tug of war is going to be over any weapons called assault weapons. Let's just say that. And, you know, there's a garden variety, and you could talk about mags, and you could talk about all kinds of weapons that would fall into that category. But this will definitely be the very first thing that's discussed, okay, because we had an assault weapons ban that expired, and, it, you know, that was it. But for a time, there was an assault weapons ban. All right, let's move on to the next one. The next one is from Jim McLean, and he says, America Tonight, America Tonight, America Tonight. I agree with you as far as guns are concerned. I think you call it slippery slope. It is kind of a slippery slope, although so many people will beat you up for saying that, it doesn't make any sense to me to have rights taken away. If somebody wants to own a gun, and how many responsible gun owners are there in the country, it seems like whenever there's a nut, it's magnified. It is sick, it is sad, and we shouldn't have these things happen in the United States. Why not focus instead on mental illness and the fact that so much of the funding for mental illness facilities has gone out the window? With any kind of cuts to health care, it's always the first thing to go. Parents who have children that are mentally ill lament that they cannot afford the outrageous prices to have them put in any kind of a program for any length of time. True that? That's part of the problem, that we don't seem to care about mental illness, and the reason is because there still is a stigmatism attached to it, and because we've spent money like drunken sailors, or at least the people who rule, I mean run, wink wink, the country, and just kept going without budgets, didn't slash enough, didn't bring enough in, didn't figure it out, didn't get the formula right, that now when our backs are against the wall, whether it's in the state level, their backs are against the wall, or the federal level, well, what do you think is going to be cut? They're going to look at something like mental health and say, ah, this is an add-on. You know, most insurances are not covering this. They're covering basic things. So this is what we would call an add-on, and there's not, in some areas there's treatment and there's probably some great doctors, but we definitely lack, and we are ranked in the 20s, I think, as far as mental health is concerned and treating mental illness compared to, you know, some other countries. Of course, they have a population that is a lot smaller. To me, part of the aspect is, I mean, my two-pronged solution, immediate solution, would be to work on the mental health side, to look for red flags, to train more people, all that kind of stuff in schools, and also to, I would say, to arm, have an armed guard at every school. If I am the superintendent of schools, wherever in New Jersey, in one district in New Jersey, you know, Camden County, let's say, I'll say where I grew up, then I'm going to try to push that forward. I'm going to get as much statistics as I can for my area, and I'm going to present it. I'm going to talk to people about it. I'm going to feel out my schools, and that's what I would look toward, because that's an immediate resolution. That's a feel-better measure. It's a layer, and I think it's completely safe for the kids. I do. you get the right person in there, of course. You do the interviews, get the person, and that's how you move forward with that one. And then they would work on the mental illness thing, absolutely. Here's one from Caroline Jessup. Have you been paying attention to what's happening lately with the movies? The movies have really gotten expensive. I have to say, I think I heard you tell a story once about paying a ridiculous amount to go see a movie, not realizing it was a special sound theater. Thanks for picking that up. I had the same thing happen to me. It's funny that I got this quick little note because we do our cheap movie reviews on Thursday into Friday, you know, Friday morning show. And I talk about the movies a bunch. It's a great release for me. I just go, forget about everything. And I like movies. I enjoy movies. So the movie Zero Dark Thirty, which I highly recommend, loved it. From the beginning to the end, Jessica Chastain was brilliant in it. My husband got the tickets, and he said, you know, the tickets were, because he got it through Fandango, which I'm not doing an advertisement for them. That's how he got the tickets, thinking it was going to be crowded because it was a sneak peek thing. $30 to go and see it for two people, $30. It's like, are you kidding? $30? What are you talking about, $30? And it turns out it was one of those sound theater things. So when they were, I'm not going to tell you the movie, but when you know the helicopters were going, you felt like you were in the helicopter. It was kind of cool, actually. But I don't know that I would need a thrill ride like that to go and see the movie. I could have waited for what I'll call a flat screen version of it. But accidentally, we ended up in the other movie. He didn't realize it. And then there was like a premium price to pay for having the tickets or something. It's just absolutely crazy. All right, let's go to another one. This from Ronnie Schultz. Ronnie Schultz says, I don't get it, Kate. What's the deal over Honey Boo Boo? Why do people like this show? Are we a nation of boobs or what? Do you watch Honey Boo Boo? Do you think it's entertaining? Thanks. I like the thanks at the end. No, I don't watch Honey Boo Boo. I would only know who she is because of all the coverage she gets. But I don't even know very much about her. I do know this, that it's Honey Boo Boo is so big that there is a comic book called 15 Minutes Honey Boo Boo. And there's an animated superhero of her. There's going to be a digital release of this, and it's going to be on iTunes and Kindle and all that kind of stuff. And then from there, you know, just other ridiculous things. And this tiny tot now is a Supergirl in Action Comics. I mean, just, it's mind-boggling. It's reality TV. That's the new superstars, not the sitcom players, the actors who, or any of those kind of folks, really. It's the stars of reality television, from Honey Boo Boo to the Kardashians.
What, are you kidding me?
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.